Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom. It's February 16, 2016, 7:30 a.m. I'm coming to you from North Central West Virginia. It's a rainy Tuesday. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will be glad and we will rejoice in it because God is good all the time. Amen. I want to talk to you today about just simply God is faithful. Events happen in our lives many times that sometimes shake us to the core. And although these are not pleasant times per se, they are certainly a wake-up call of the majesty of our God and how wonderful and how great He is and how loving, how kind, and how merciful He is. So I'm going to talk to you today, and I'm going to brag on the Lord Jesus Christ today. I'm going to brag on God the Father, and I'm going to brag on the Holy Spirit, because they are a lamp unto our feet, and they are light unto our path, and they are a present help in the time of trouble. When He says, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you," that's exactly what He means, because God is faithful. The dictionary defines faithful as being true or trustworthy in the performance of a certain duty, the fulfillment of promises or obligations, that which is constant and worthy of belief or confidence. The Hebrew word, and don't hold me to the way I pronounce this, but it's emunah, which means firmness, security, steadiness. Vine's commentary defines it as faithfulness, stability, and says it exhibits God's character as worthy of the love and confidence of man. Assures us that He will certainly fulfill His promises as well as execute His threats against sin. The Hebrew word also, chesed, means kindness or mercy, but is often used in the sense of a steadfast love, an unfailing love, and thus has a strong connotation of faithfulness. The Greek word pietes means both faith and faithfulness. It means to believe and to be worthy of belief. Since the belief to which we are called is a total commitment of the whole self, it follows that God's faithfulness means that He is worthy of receiving our total commitment. This is on our part. When we say God is faithful, we mean that we can trust Him, rely on Him, depend on Him totally and without reservation. He will do what He says. He is constant, and He does not change. I'm going to read that again. In a world of variables, in a world of just chaotic things going on around and about us, we have a constant in our life, thank God. And that constant is God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ. Moses said in Deuteronomy 7:9, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keeps covenant and mercy with them that love Him, and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations." Nehemiah 1:5 says, the wall builder said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keeps covenant and mercy for them that love Him and observe His commandments. Here's another conditional thing here that we've talked about on so many broadcasts. God says, "I'll do this if you do that." Daniel prayed in Daniel 9:4. He prayed unto the Lord, "My God," and made his confession and said, "O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love Him and to them that keep His commandments." Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1:9, "God is faithful, my Lord, by whom ye have called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Read about Paul. Of course, Paul was faithful. Paul was changed by the Spirit and the power of an almighty God. But once the scales come off of his eyes, he beheld a faithful God. That he said such things as that which I committed unto him, he is able to keep until that day. That I'll trust him, that I'll give him full worship, I'll give him the full attention of my life. I will cast my cares upon him because he cares for me. I will press towards the high mark of the high calling because I've left everything behind and now I'm going forward into him. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thoughts that I think of you, to give you peace, to give you an expected end, to prosper you. And that's not necessarily monetarily, but to be prospered in your spirit, to be lifted up and not destitute, or not being those that walk about without hope, and being blinded as those that follow the God of this world. But the Bible says in Psalm 107, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Anybody been redeemed today? Let us say so. Isaiah 49:7 says, thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, to him whom man despiseth, to him whom the nation abhorreth, to a servant of ruler, king shall ye see rise, and princes also shall worship because of the Lord that is faithful, and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. Bible declares in Ephesians 1 that we were predestinated. And that's of course upon our choice to choose. I know the thoughts I have towards you, he says, to give you an expected end. He's ever mindful of us. The psalmist David said, why are you an almighty God mindful of us? Why do you love us so much? He's faithful to keep us from temptation. 1 Corinthians 10:13, there hath no temptation taken you but such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. In other words, he will not put on us more than what we can bear. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful by whom ye called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, the waymaker, the author, and the finisher of our faith. 2 Peter 2:9 says, the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But he's got us today. We are under the shadow of the wings of the Almighty. We need not fear the terror by night or the arrow by day, because we're sealed. While we suffer losses in our life. Many this week are dealing, people that I know, with losses of their loved ones. And their heart breaks, but I hear the words come out of their mouth. He's good. He's faithful. He gives us grace and strength and comfort. When we cast all of our cares upon him, because he cares for us, that he'll keep us in our time of destitution, in our time of need, in our time of great loss, God is faithful. Yes, people can come around us and they can pat us on the back and they can shake our hands and they can tell us how sorry they are, and they mean it. I know they mean it. But there's nothing like the touch of the Master's hand. That lays his hand on us and said, it's all's well. Wow. It is well with my soul. Man that lost his family in a shipwreck. went back to the very spot where he lost his children, I believe, his wife also, and I can't remember the man's name, but he wrote the old familiar hymn, "It is well, it is well, it is well with my soul." Paul said, "I count it all but lost, that I might gain Jesus Christ." You have to forgive me this morning. He's good. He'll keep us. We don't understand, but yet he keeps us. It is well. It is well with our souls. 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says, "Faithful is he that calls you, who also will do it." He'll do what he said he's going to do. Like Paul said, "I'm persuaded that which I committed unto him, he is able to keep until that day." Colossians 3:15 says, "And let the peace of God rule your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful." 1 Peter 1:15 says, "But he which hath called you is holy, and be ye holy in all manner of conversation." Three aspects of God's faithfulness. He keeps his covenant with his people. If he says he's coming back, he's coming back. If he says that someday that corruption will pull in corruption, then that's what's going to happen. If he says that mortality will put on immortality, then that's what's going to happen. If he says that I go to prepare you a place that where I am, there ye may be also, then that's exactly what's going to happen. It's already been done. Because God's faithful. He keeps us when we're tempted. He keeps us when we want to give up. And I don't know of any Christian that's walked any time in this walk that at some point in time has questioned their salvation, has questioned, what's this all about? A question, is there any point? But he says, hold on. Hold on, my child, because joy comes in the morning. We don't walk by feeling, we don't walk by sight, but just walk by faith. We are justified in our faith. And we believe that God is able to keep us. We believe. He tells us to contend for the faith that was once given unto the saints. They believe God, and they called those things and as they were. In spite, many died and never received the promise, but yet they died knowing that the promise was still going to come. They believed God. There's days we've done all we can do. We've prayed every prayer we've known to pray. But today we just got to stand and believing that our footsteps are ordered of him, that he is touched with our infirmities. He keeps us when we're tempted. Those he calls, he keeps. Those he calls. What does the word of God say? That God keepeth covenant of mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Best legacy you can pass on to your children, your grandchildren, is believe God. Believe him. If you're in trouble, call on the name of Jesus Christ. And he's a present help in the time of trouble. He's still the comforter. In Psalms 18, again, verse 25, "With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou shalt show thyself upright." Verse 26, "With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward." For verse 27, "For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but will bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle." My Lord will enlighten my darkness. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, and he'll do that in our time of weakness, in our time when our faith seems to be failing, when life begins to overwhelm us. We're living in such a day and an age where life sometimes overwhelms us. But he says, "You'll light my candle." My God will enlighten my darkness. The song says, my son sings a song that sometimes he calms a storm, but then other times he just calms his child. Storms going all around you. Psalmist David said, he prepares for me a table in the presence of mine enemies. Psalm 112:4 says, to the upright, there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. So, listen, David knew about the grace of God. He loved God. Yeah, he failed, of course. But he didn't lay in his failure. He said, I'm believing God to bring me out of this situation. See, God's merciful. He's so merciful. He's so merciful. Yes, he's got a wrathful side, and I've preached the wrath of God, and many preachers preach the wrath of God, and yes, the Bible says it's a terrible thing to be in the hand of an angry God, but if you humble yourself before him, he'll exalt you. He'll lift you up. If you come to the end of yourself, and if you pray to come to the end of yourself, you better hold on, because he'll bring you there. Where you're left with nothing. Your surroundings, popularity, who you know, who you don't know, your intellect means nothing. You just lay this all at the feet of Jesus, and he'll help you. Listen, trust him today. God's faithful. Listen, people are going through some things today. This world, and I'm not painting a dark picture, because we are the children of light. We have a message that Jesus Christ can deliver, that Jesus Christ still saves. He still sets free. He still heals. He's still the resurrection. He's still the life. He's still our incoming and our outgoing. And that's the message that we preach today. Although sometimes our lives are embattled, and the enemy wants to bring confusion. But we look unto the, not the author of confusion, but the author and the finisher of our faith, which is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's gracious, full of compassion. Isaiah 45:16 says, they shall be ashamed and also confounded, all of them. They go to confusion together. They are makers of idols. Those are those that don't trust the Lord. Isaiah 40:8 says, the grass withered, the flower faded, but the word of our God will stand forever. Kings will come up and kings will come down. Nations will come up and nations will come down. God's a God of dispensations. I believe that. I believe God is a God, although he's not restrained or confined by time, by no means. He works strictly outside of time. He's an eternal God, but he gets involved in the times of men. Psalmist David said that my times are in his hand. His word stands forever. Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Psalm 33:11, the counsel of the Lord stand forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. I like the scripture that says, my arm is not shortened that I cannot reach out and touch you. My ear is not covered a cauliflower that I cannot hear your cries. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved and shall be delivered. He's with you in your battle today. He's with you in your sorrow. He's with you in your heartache. I can remember back in 1985, I was raised by my grandparents, and the very day that my grandmother passed away, I had no idea she was going to pass away that day. But that morning, the Spirit of the Lord come upon me. And never before that, or really never after that, have I felt it in that realm. I felt His Spirit that way. And I felt His Spirit. But it was like that day, you know, I've got you. This is going to be good. Everything's going to be fine. And later that day, my grandmother, or mother called my mother, passed away. God's faithful. He's so faithful. Three things we need to do. We need to determine in our heart by the help of Almighty God. We can't do this by ourselves. It takes His grace. It takes His mercy. It takes the strength of the Holy Spirit. It takes believing in what Jesus done at the cross 2,000 years ago. But we need to be committed. We need to commit our ways unto the Lord. The Bible says, submit yourself unto God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We need to make a commitment. We live in a world today when people don't make commitments. People don't understand covenant. We need to be obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedient unto the Lord. Listening to His voice. And we need to be diligent. Be sober. Be diligent, the Word of God says. Because your adversary, the devil, goes about seeking whom he can destroy and seeking whom he can devour. And God will make a way where there is no way. Come unto Jesus. Come unto Jesus. Paul said, I know there's not going to be any sting to death because Jesus took the sting. There's not going to be any victory in the grave because the grave can't hold us. Those of us that are in Christ. The Bible says, when the trump of God shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those that are alive and remain shall be caught up in the air to be with Jesus Christ forever. Oh, thank God for His Spirit this morning. Thank God for His Spirit. That paraclete, the Bible calls him, the Greek word's paraclete, the one that comes alongside, the one that helps, the one that lifts up, one that's a present help in the time of trouble. And I probably repeat myself a lot, but listen, it bears repeating that God's got you if you commit your ways unto Him. Like I said, and a lot of people get mad over this conditional thing, but I'm sorry. In Jeremiah 29:11, I believe verse 12 says, I'll do all these things when you seek me with all of your heart. Pray the prayer. Pray this prayer and strap in, okay? Pray this prayer and strap in. Lord, let me come to the end of myself. And trust you. I don't know what you're going through today. But right now, we're going to pray. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for your anointing this morning. Father, I thank you, Lord, that these are not my words, these are your words, and you sent your word to heal. Now, God, I don't know what people's going through today, but I know people are fighting battles in their lives, and Lord, there's so much coming against so many, and God, they're looking for an out, they're looking for a way, they're looking for a way of escape, they're looking for peace, they're looking for comfort. Let them look to you today. Let them call on your name, Jesus. If they don't know you, Lord, for the first time, let them call on your name. Let them believe in their heart that God resurrected His Son from the dead. Let them ask you to forgive their sins and let them renounce all evil and turn, the Bible says, from every wicked way and trust you. Let them be genuinely saved. Father, that one that's fighting that battle in their body today, Father, you still heal, you still deliver, you still set free by your stripes. He was chastised for our peace of mind. And Lord, we need you today. We need you every day, every moment, every hour. Jesus, we need you. Oh, pass me not, O gentle Savior. Because I come unto you, and if I come unto you, you come unto me. Knock, and it shall be opened. You said, Lord, you said, seek, and you shall find. Ask, and it shall be given. In this day and age, Lord, when there's so much crowding the minds of men, of mankind, men and women, boys and girls, so many battles, Father. Lord, you can tell by the countenance on somebody's faces, Lord, that they're in a warfare. And I ask you today to reach out to that one today and help them. Because you're the only one that can. Lord, we lift up this nation before you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to work a miracle in this country. Bring revival back to your church. Let the fire fall again in the pulpits of America, Lord. Let men decrease that you might increase. Let men quit seeking reputation, Lord, and Lord, let you take precedence, because you said, Lord, that you'd share your glory with no man. And we believe that today, Lord. God, touch, heal, deliver, set free. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Go with God today. Trust him today. Our eyes upon Jesus today. And his eyes are upon us. Trust and obey. Because Jesus is the way. Just as you are today. Come to the end of yourself and say, Lord, I can't do this anymore. I need your strength. Because you're faithful. Put your faith and trust in the only constant we have. And that constant is God Almighty. His Son, Jesus Christ. And the ambassador here on the earth, which is the Holy Spirit. To be around and about as we need him today. May God bless each and every one of you.
This has been Truth in God's Word Radio with Pastor Jim Newsom. Our email address is truthintheword777@gmail.com. The Word of God declares, look up for your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming very soon. Until next time, may God bless each and every one of you. And the meek shall inherit.